On today's ChurchTechCast.com screencast show, connecting Facebook and Twitter, rotating text, motion lower thirds, and more. Hi everyone, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com screencast show. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'd love for you to join the conversation like the people that have asked these questions. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can find all the contact information, which I'm about to list right here, but it might go a little bit fast. And while you can rewind, that's the power of time-shifted media, it's just easier to remember trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, because it's all there. So the first thing is, if you're more of an email person, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. If you want to leave me a voicemail, 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO, which someone actually gave me a call today on that line, and we'll hear from David here in just a few minutes. Also, you can reach me, Paul Allen Cliff, on Twitter, PaulAllanCliff, and you can ask me a question just like Edwin did, and that would be cool as well. Of course, you can always leave your questions right below here, whether you're on TrinityDigitalMedia.com watching this or on YouTube. Either way, totally cool with me. And I'll discuss it, and then we'll maybe have you as a questioner on a future show. So, thanks a lot for that. The ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show is generously provided for by viewers like you. Thank you. Head on over to patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff. That's patreon.com/PaulAllanCliff, and you can support the show for as little as a dollar a month. Every bit helps. Thank you. Okay, so let's get started with questions. First off, Edwin Parker on Twitter sent me a DM, and he said, "Do you know how I can connect my Facebook account with Twitter?" And then I wrote back and clarified, and what he actually wants to have is a central location where he can send to one, the other, or both. This is actually fairly easy to do. There's a few different services that do it. One I've used in the past is Hootsuite, and for just those two, it would be absolutely free for you. HOOTSUITE.com. Hootsuite. Like office suite, not like candies. So Hootsuite.com would allow you to do that, no problem. You can even schedule stuff. But what I use primarily is SocialBA, S-O-C-I-A-L-B-A. I think exclamation point. And it's a Chrome extension that basically lets me send one thing to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Google+. And for Facebook, I send it to all my pages. So I am able to send it to like five or six different places just with the click of a button. And I think that is a very, very valuable thing to do. And so that's why I do that. And as far as I know, there aren't a lot of places that will let you send to Google+. So that's why I use SocialBA. To tell you the truth, I think the way they're doing it, since there's no API, I think what they're doing is having basically they're scraping information from Google+ so that they can do it. So it's not so much an API as it is, hey, we've just opened the web page and we're hiding everything except this place where you type stuff. So I think that's actually how that's done, and works for me, and I would probably forget to use the Google Plus if it weren't for that. So, next, D.B. Myers on Christians in Business. He didn't send this directly to me, but it's such a good question that I actually recorded a screencast yesterday, which I'll put up on the blog over at trinitydigitalmedia.com, that I've answered this. It's not a difficult thing to do, but the thing about Photoshop is it has so many features that sometimes you can forget where things are located. And in the video, you'll see I actually did that. Because the way I normally do this procedure is I hold down Command, because I'm on a Mac, Command, and then tap T, and that brings up the free transform box. And then if you go to the corner of it and move slightly outside, there is like a rotating tool, and I just use that and I free rotate that. So that's how he did this. Let me just read the question. I need some advice on creating a book cover that will be accepted by CreateSpace and Kindle. My client will not accept the cover that we have created online at either site. That can be created online at either site. I've tried Word but cannot get the spine label correct. Any suggestions? No problem. I told him to use Photoshop, which he'd used before, so that's not a big deal. He just couldn't figure out how to get it to turn. So in this screencast, you'll see that there is an orientation button for the text that you might think would do it, but no, it'll just make the text go up and down. So it changes it from left to right to up to down, which isn't what he wants, although very valuable for making crossword puzzles, should you need to do that. The way you do it is you go into Edit, and then there is a transform tool, not a transform, but you have the ability to choose rotate 90 degrees clockwise or 90 degrees counterclockwise or even 180 degrees, and that's what you want to do. In this case, he was trying to get it to go clockwise, I think. Here, let me. This is the book that I've been reading to launch. That would have been clockwise. That's what I thought. 90 degrees clockwise, and that's a way to do it. You can do it with the transform, free transform tool like I mentioned earlier. Whatever. And apparently some people were impressed. It's actually easier for me to record a screencast than it is to type it all out, so I'm happy to do that. Ron Greenfield asks, what is the best advice to be interviewed for a podcast, getting people to interview me? So I'm not an expert on this, but I will share. He was over in Michael Hyatt's Platform University, which I'm a member of. So I'm not an expert in this, but here's the way that I would go about doing it. I would subscribe and follow and just generally interact with as many podcasts and blogs in your niche as you could. Don't think of them as competitors because people have more attention than just one blog, and it's not very likely that they're going to follow all of them. It's not very likely that they're going to listen to all the podcasts. So start with your niche. Pay attention to what kind of content they normally create. So do they normally create tutorials? Do they normally do interviews, etc., roundtable discussions, whatever? I want you to pay attention to that. If they do interviews, start contributing, sending in comments, doing questions, etc., just so you get on their radar. And you might mention in passing why you would be a good interview, but you don't say this. You don't say it, hey, you should interview me because blah, blah, blah. Not yet. First, you might say, you know, if this were me, this is what I would say, something like, yeah, in my book on podcasting, I talked about episode numbers in this particular situation, and this is something I'd love for you to take a look at and think about. That kind of thing. So, not being pompous or arrogant or anything, more being helpful. So be helpful for a short time, and then say, by the way, I'd love to be interviewed if that's something that would interest you, and just leave it. And I think that you'd find that you're going to get interviews, because they need to make content as much as you want to be interviewed. So it's a win-win. Okay, and finally, I got a call today. I was a little on the slow side to get this show started. It actually started right about the right time, but I had to skip a couple of things to do what I'm about to show you, which isn't exactly what I had in mind, but we're getting closer. And so this is the voicemail I got from David Fralick.
Hi, I'm trying to get a hold of Paul. My name is David Fralick. I'm with the city of Naples in Florida. And I was looking at some of your videos online as far as ProPresenter was concerned. And I use ProPresenter a little bit at my church, but I also use it here on our local government TV access channel. And I'm just trying to get a little bit of information about ProPresenter as far as motion lower thirds.
Thanks for the question, David. Sorry, I left this sound up. Got to get a mix minus thing going there. All a matter of time. Anyway, so here is what I would do if I were you. First off, motion lower thirds, it depends on how you're doing it. If you're getting the video into ProPresenter, which is, if you're doing this all live, less than ideal. If you're basically using ProPresenter like I'm using Screencast, this will or Wirecast, this will work perfectly fine. So what you need to do is you need to make your motion lower third. You can do that in After Effects or Motion. Those are probably the top two programs I would recommend in that order. After Effects being the more powerful, Motion being the less powerful. You need to make it so that it has plenty of transparency. And you want to export it as a ProRes 4444 document. So it will maintain the transparency. Once you do that, you can import that into ProPresenter, assuming that you're using ProPresenter for the Mac. I'm not sure if ProPresenter for the PC will do this, but keep that in mind. So if you're bringing your video into ProPresenter and then putting stuff on top of the video in ProPresenter, then basically what you'll do is you will click Edit Slide, you will import a video on top, and that video will be this motion lower third. If, on the other hand, you're using ProPresenter as a character generator where you send the video out, then you need the Alpha Key module and you need the appropriate hardware to make this happen. Again, I'm nearly 100% sure that this is only a Mac thing that you can do. So I hope that helps. Now, there's no reason whatsoever that instead of a motion background, you can use a PNG the same way as a bug on your screen. You could, basically, I figured this out when I was tired of editing the motion foreground video that had motion lyrics and a background video behind that, I guess from your standpoint, it's like this. And I just thought, hey, I wonder if I have the ProRes 4444 document, which is includes the transparency, I wonder if I can just throw that on top of this motion background. And I could. And so that is what I'd recommend you to do that. We're doing that at both of our campuses right now. In one, we're putting it over a static background. In another campus, what we're doing is we are using the Alpha Channel module, and that's connected to a Mac Pro, one of the older large Mac Pros, and then out of that to our video switcher. So either of those solutions would work. Now, you could potentially put it on a black background or a chroma key green background, and in the case of a black background, do a luminance key. In the case of a chroma key background, do a chroma key. That's also a possibility, but you won't get the transparency that you would with the alpha channel. So with the motion lower third, you might want some of it semi-transparent, and that will only work if you create it as a... It'll only work if you create this motion lower third as a ProRes 4444 document with that transparency kept in there. If you create it as an H.264, sorry, that transparency is one of the first things that's cut out of an H.264 document to save space. So you need to keep that in mind. ProRes 422 won't work. ProRes 422LT won't work. It's only ProRes 4444 as a codec that includes transparency. Hope that helps. So, how about you? Do you have any questions, comments, or anything like that that you'd like to share? Next week, I would love to answer them for you. And as of right now, my queue is empty of questions, as it is pretty much every Friday, as I answer your questions on the Church Tech Cast Q&A show. Feel free to subscribe to this show either on YouTube or as a video podcast. This show is, or an audio podcast. If you want to subscribe as an audio podcast, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. Video podcasts are available there as well, and all the churchtechcast.com shows are listed, so you just click below the album art for the appropriate show, and there is all your subscription links there. Also, I would love iTunes reviews, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews, that's all one word, and you'll find all the links to all the shows where you can just click there. It'll take you to the page in iTunes, and you can leave a message. Short review is fine. Couple of words, a sentence, anything like that. 4- and 5-star reviews help me the most. And that's pretty much it. So until next time, I hope that I've been able to answer your questions as you do this and all the church tech stuff to go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.